This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
While some young Americans went to Vietnam to fight, many of their generation fought in a different way, mounting protests opposing the war.
This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.
In May 1970, four unarmed protesters killed on the Kent State campus, shot by Ohio National Guardsmen. That very week, Doug Brecky was home on leave. He didn't wear his Army uniform when he visited friends at the University of Minnesota.
And the campus was in turmoil, and on the steps of Northrop Auditorium were all these speakers, and they're damning every aspect of the United States, everything that I believed in and held dear.
The 19-year-old enlistee surprised two women who approached him with anti-war petitions.
And people would just look at you strangely. I'd tell them, I'm not signing this. I'm going to Vietnam pretty soon. I'd look at you like you're already dead. And I remember thinking, in World War II, these girls would have been donut dollies supporting the troops.
Brecky left campus that day feeling out of sync.
The attitude that I got out of it was, my generation is at war with me, and I'm going to war with my generation.
When his service ended, Brecky enrolled at the U and joined the Army Reserves, which he thinks eased his transition to campus and civilian life.
That was a really good thing for me because it provided me with a military connection and an outlet and a lot of other Vietnam veterans to talk to, even though the unit was half full of draft dodgers.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ampers, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ampers.org.